Prabhupada said that he's going to make the prayer, or he's making the prayer that we should gain conviction in the ground Buddha nature, and that we should the tough Buddha nature should emerge, and that the fruit Buddha nature should be finalized or ultimately attained. Tachin.
Zusammen mit einem herzlichen guten Morgen wünscht man.
So, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the attitude of mind that is thinking that they're wishing to listen, reflect, and meditate on the Dharma in order to attain supreme enlightenment, for the in order to bring all sentient beings, filling the whole of space, to enlightenment.
Und ihr bittet uns zuzuhören mit der
Omitavala Omarandong Dang Jindong Niyabale Keren Jindong Omachembu Chembu Tava Dutihi.
So today Rinpoche is going to explain from the Majjhimika views of the Mahayana. There's two, the self-emptiness Majjhimika and the emptiness of other Majjhimika, which is also called the Great Majjhimika. And he's going to be explaining the Great Majjhimika today.
Tenpen dode namde gomba tepa chenbu gyo lama le ten dehi nyingbo te sabar sombare teni gyo tepa chenbu gyo lama la gyo za te dorji ne dun le dorji ne dun je nang dorji ne
So the this Majjhimika is taught in the third Dharma chakra, and it's based on the sources in the text called the in Tibetan it's called the Gyu Lama, In Sanskrit it's called the Ratnagotra Vibhaga. And he's going to explain today from the seven Vajra points, the seven sections of that text, he's going to be explaining the fourth Vajra point, which is the Tathagatagarbha or the Sugatagarbha, the Buddha nature. Right. So according to the commentary written by Jamgon Kongtro, there's a division of the text into different sections, one of these sections is division of this fourth point into sections, and these sections are the three reasons for teaching the Tathagatagarbha, the 10 points concerning the Tathagatagarbha, and the 9 examples of the way it is obscured.
Dieser vierte Hauptpunkt.
Tele tambo junsen som je do te bane zo san kon tro ser tam e yin yer me ser tam ryu sen na de jin kan ta de san ji ni bo ji ki sa so ta se ke te ka so zo san kon tro ser tam ki pe du ji je ten te tambo de yin yer me ser tam ki pe ten te ni ba ryu sen ki pe ka so
So beginning with the three reasons for saying that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, the three reasons are so that the first one is that the perfect Buddha Kaya, or the body of Buddha, radiates or pervades. The second one is that the Tathata, the true nature, within the true nature there is no duality. And the third one is that the gotra, or the what can you call it, the family, or the lineage, the gotra exists, and therefore all beings who are those who have this quality have the Tathagatagarbha, and that's this is what is proved that they have.
Yang rāngyīn nāndā kī chūkū rē, rāngyīn nāndā kī chūkū tsā rādhan rōg sē.
So, what these reasons are saying is that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, because they have the nature of clarity and emptiness, or the expanse and awareness, or the, these are different names for the same thing, or the natural purity that that is the natural power, ability, or skill of their being. See if that's right.
Dan chuko tho si chebe ten si tambo de la de ha cha samo yare da chuko la kale yare chuko la yene ji chuko ma so ye sem tin tan de je sem de ne lo yin le sa tong ye mi am yin le ye mi de yene ji chuko re dan ne lam ji chuko te sem de ne lo yin le ye mi am sa tong ye mi am yin le ye mi de dong ma som de to de When some of the Tona, the name Jama Rapa lay drawn over the Tavatar on the rest. Jama Rapa lay Jama Rapa tacking Tava Mada, the name of so, the name Lamji Chukasig. Lamji Nay Kachuka. Ah, Luman Sangi, the low interpret Jama Pachat and Kiaba say, Bacapso, low interpret Jama say, Jama Pacha young say over it. Pacha Mazena Pacha lepin the young Trubayan, Yungre. Jema Pakya da Jepa Sepa Kaap So, Tene Tanda Devi Chukha Rech. Yee Chukha, Nanji Chukha, Devi Chukha Swam. Te So So, So So, Seva De Karchan Guru.
So, this clarity and emptiness, or awareness and the expanse, is in fact the Dharmakaya. And the Dharmakaya has three manifestations. There's the base Dharmakaya, which is what he's just described as being the clarity and emptiness, in, or the expanse and awareness. Then the path Dharmakaya is the second one, which is as we come to realize the true nature or true meaning of the Dharmakaya, then the grosser obscurations are removed, and then it, we see, as it were, the path Dharmakaya. But there are still more subtle obscurations present. These subtle obscurations are the habitual patterns of mind that still remain. And as these subtle habitual patterns that are associated with the obscurations, as these go, then the fruit Dharmakaya emerges.
Dzogchen Pato Rinpoche said that Kepa Chenpo Trotop Chembo, Sanju Samba Chembo Ji Songare. Konga Songle, Kongi Songti Longtime Yabu Ji Songare. Ta Yin Dehi Ningbo Yene Ji Chugo. Ta Ji Nanje Tokwa Nyam Yak Chugo. Tande Tapa Nidin Tatok Chugo. You saw Yemi Tanga Lama De Jeno. Dying is a tapping. Dying day hanging for genetic to go to the kitchen to Tangatida. They song synapting of it. Dying day hanging for genetic to go. Dying is a tapping. Same genial of the tapping in all the time, your mother. This is a dying. After same genial of Saturn Yemi, the hanging for the all the yenny time, your mother tapping. Dying the hymn with the genetic sugar, yes. Dying the hymn with the genetic sugar. Does he lunch it off when Yam Yakichuko? Yam Yakichuko day lunch it off by young red, Lord Jama Takar Sepi Nimbo the Lord. This enough, does he lunch it off by the Yam Yakichuko? Takar does it, Tamata
Persep.
Tamata Persep, Yam Yakichuko, the Tamata Persep Nimbo. Does he lunch it off by Yam Yakichuko? Tante, Tapa Nidin Tato, which you go, Tapa de Ever the Carre. Tapa Nidin. No yinny, Tamboni, and Yinjin number Tapa, Yinny, did you go to the day? Then a lower trumpet to my Pacha than Java Sepe, then a lower to Daji Chukote, Tapa Nidin, did you? Dying the hymn, boy, Yinny, did you go? Tazi Langer, Topa Nyam Yaku Chuko, Tante, Tapa Nidin Tato, which you go.
Tante.
Tapa Deva.
Tate.
Tapa Nidin.
Tate.
Tamatapa. Tante, Tapa Nidin, Tatoko, Tapa Nidan.
Tate,
Tapa Nidin.
Tapa
Nidin.
Nidan.
Tatoko. Tatoko, you got the Tapa Nidin, then Dingo, Rangin, Nanda, Dan Lover, Tadaja, Tapa Nidan. Tatoko.
Tate tapa niden
tatoku chuko. Jusom yemi tanda lama de jino lama.
Jusom yene.
Ye na deva som yer me apartan de lama de jino se. Lama la sova tapare, lama jambore, lama la kanga gon sova tapare. Jusom yemi motepe, motepam tempe yeti cutting yis tempe goni lama, lama la sova tapare. Jusum Yemi Tanba Lama de
Jusum Yemi Tanba
Tanba Lama de Jen. They come some day, ye don't catch him on it. Jusum the Hakkets in it, Jujuj, Tabjuj, David Jusum Yen never. Then he Jujuj Tabjuj, David Jujuj, Dodge Table or Jusum Yule.
Jutab.
Jotam Davison, Jew, Yenage the Hinning of the Dajibar. Have you the Lam the Hinning of the Jibar? David Jude, San Jabba comes and David Jew said, Tenda.
Judan, Judam, Kitchu.
Take what Jew said, Jibar. Judam, Judah, San Lanka, Judy, Jew said, Judy, Jibar. Junchal, Jew, my Jibar. Yelan Davison, Jew, my Jibar. You saw Yemi and the Lama de Jeno or somebody. Then the day caps up, yet that day caps up, yet they came in Bolan, they came in Bondeva, they came in Boda. Juju tap you in Deva, Juju Somda, don't that you buy him, but they were. Hard and they were. Do it, you lamentava, then hard and then Lamana Sovatavarenoa. Yet they came in Bondeva, Lam, they came in Bondeva, they came in Bosom day. Yene Tain de Hinibu, Yene de Chuka, Lange Chuka, David Chuka Song, eh? De Jusum, Yemma Patan Bate, Jusum Yemit and the Lama de Kin. Don't have Song and Devas.
He's reciting a prayer that he's telling you is very. Very sacred, very precious, very wonderful, and that we should all learn it by heart, and that's what he was saying at the end. And it's by the Dzogchen master, Patro Rinpoche, who was very very learned and a great practitioner and a great bodhisattva. And he's reciting the verse about the base, the path and the fruit, or the ground, path and fruit. And it's the Dharmakaya that is the pure dhatu, or the pure expanse of space, the Tathagata Gaba, is the Dharmakaya that is present in the base, or at, I can never translate this, in the base. Doesn't sound very inspiring, does it? Then the
is it ground base? The ground base.
Yeah, it's she is the basis of the. I mean, sometimes we translate it as ground or base, the base Dharmakaya. That's sort of fundamentally there, if you like. Then the realization on the path that that purifies, that actively purifies the or clears away the obscurations, is the Dharmakaya of well, you could call it the meditation Dharmakaya, the Nyamshak Choku. So that's the path Dharmakaya is like the meditation Dharmakaya, which is like the remedy for the obscurations. So it actively counters the obscurations. Then the ultimate Dharmakaya is the fruit of the purification. So it's the result of the purification. It's what's there when the purification has taken place, when what is to be purified away has been purified away. You're left with the fruit of the purification, which is the doubly pure ultimate Dharmakaya. And when it says doubly pure, it means here that it's pure in essence, and it's pure because all the obscurations and the habitual patterns have all been removed. So, going through that again, the ground Dharmakaya is the mind's true nature, which is which the essence which has been there has been primordially present, and in which there are primordially no stains. And then the path Dharmakaya is the realization that emerges through the meditation, and the fruit Dharmakaya is the Dharmakaya which is inessential stains, or the contingent stains, or obscurations that are that don't stain the mind's nature in essence, although they have this power to create obscurations. And so the last verse, last line of the verse is, Lama, hear me, you who show me the three continuities as inseparable. And Rinpoche explained that when Padre Rinpoche is remembering his Lama, he's remembering his kindness. And his kindness is epitomized by the fact that he's the one who showed him that the ground Dharmakaya, the nature of his mind, was inseparable from the emerging Dharmakaya on the path, and the final fruition of the Dharmakaya in enlightenment. And these are called the three continuities, because there's no discontinuity. There's never any, how can you put it? The base never changes, and the path never changes, and the fruit never changes. So that these three are inseparable. What is emerging the whole time is the one inseparable continuity, I think. Is that right? So then he then spoke further about these three continuities, which is it's the word Tantra, in fact, the word Tantra you get in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, and the word Tantra you get in the Tantras as opposed to Sutras. And he said this is the point that links the Gyulama. This text is very close to the tantric teaching on the tantra, on the continuity, and this is why it's such an important link between the tantras and the sutras, because it's pointing to this continuity, this sameness from the time of the ground Dharmakaya to the fruit Dharmakaya, that there is this continuity. And he says that the three continuities are the I can't read my own writing. Cause Tantra, the means Tantra, and the fruit Tantra, so that the cause Tantra corresponds to the base Dharmakaya, the means Tantra corresponds to the path Dharmakaya, and the fruit Tantra corresponds to the fruit Dharmakaya.
Junze tapa de kinte tarpe gun yevare mato mole chepa me pare mole chepa me patore te yendo ye zoba tempo na zoba tempo dev zoba tempo somya tene tema matani madapa junze tapa tema pa kya tan chepa na ba ta pe chepa de gun yevare mato mole chepa me pa tene yapo ha koto.
So Rinpoche said it's very important that we understand this point about the three continuities being inseparable, or the base path and fruit being inseparable. But this point is made again and again in the Majjhimika, when it talks about the base Majjhimika, the path Madhyamaka and the fruit Madhyamaka. It's each time the base, the path, the fruit are in, one inseparable reality, if you like. The same in Mahamudra. There's a base, path and fruit, Mahamudra. That the base is the when the Mahamudra or the Madhyamaka is as impure, the path is when it is a little, the stains are somewhat purified, but they're still the habitual patterns are still present, and the same applies in Dzogchen. You have the base, which is the impure time, and the path when there's the purification is somewhat complete, but still there are these habitual patterns, and then there's the fruit, Sogpa Chembo, or Mahaati. And the important point is that throughout there's no division or no separation or no difference in the essence. Rinpoche was saying that the same applies with the Yidam, the Ishta Devata. And then he named five important ones, which is Vajra Yogini and Kolo Demchop. So you've got the base or ground Vajra Yogini and the ground Kolo Demchop. Yeah, Chakrasambhara. Yeah. And the ground Vajra Kilaya and the ground Vajra Sattva and the ground Kala Chakra. So then there's the path Vajra Yogini, the path Chakrasambhara, the path Vajra Kilaya, the path Vajra Sattva, and the path Kala Chakra. And then there's the fruit Vajra Yogini, the fruit, he really wants to make this point, the fruit Chakrasambhara. He could say this himself, couldn't he? The fruit Vajra Kilaya, the fruit Vajra Sattva, and the fruit Kala Chakra. So he said, well, the path Vajra Yogini and so on are the meditation Dharmakaya, and the fruit Vajra Yogini and so on are the doubly pure Dharmakaya. So so that you've got the base fruit, base path and fruit the same as you had in the Majjhimaka and the Mahamudra and so on. So he said, well, actually, it's the same whatever the deity, but he just picked on those five because they were important ones. That's what made us laugh.
So, wie gesagt, das
letztendlich. Lepa pena ya, so lepa po te la ya, za wang bo. Menba dan den da tama son ya le, son de jana, ka za lo menba le tan po pe, la ser de ya par kin de, la la te pa se de la te de ngaran sin de la te so mo ro ta de so, man ko vale ko vale de to sa sa na so va te pare. Ka za wang bo den ke, ne, だけやらごん。ペナサジュジュローラ、ドエンドラゴンラニ、ラゴミアヨマレ、テンラオ。テネ、ラセルドゾンテララテパセ、ララテパセ、ラレイチセ、ララソバタテ、アラセンジェラドソメンコバレプロセンジェラドソセケジャル。カンサワンボデンゲ、テネ、ララ、ラ、ダケジェラダンドジェジェラ、
いや、見ててもう家目ばてて、とばれ。関西はもうラジでね、ラセルでよまれ。セルで人間でないよまれ。人間でパタンだ。パトルムジソはたばいんど。でね、ランジュジェラで、モンドシゴブレ。ランジュジェラにゃんそな、ランジュジェラでモンドセオラマト。ラセルでジングマ。関西な、人間ごま。人間でやま。
Kansa one for Raju to September.
So that for those of us who are practicing Vajrayana, or for those who practice Vajrayana, there are actually different capacities or faculties. Different individuals have different capacities or faculties. These are the inferior, the middling, and the best. those of the lower faculties would think of the or lower capacity, perhaps is a better word. Think of the yidam or the deity as some kind of god that is external to themselves, that is something wonderful and out there that they can relate to, asking for its favors, his or her favors, so that please they can develop great faith in this figure and ask for the blessing and ask for to be freed from samsara or to ask for the accomplishments and so on, and sort of carry on a kind of dialogue with this deity. And this is the way that they can relate at this stage, and so that's the first kind of capacity. Then for those of middling capacity, there's a combination of the external form, the sense of it there being an external form, and oneself being the deity oneself. And in the course of the practice, one endeavors to realize that these are inseparable. And then for those who have the best or best capacity, they don't use the idea of having the deity in front at all. They just think of themselves, their own the continuity of their own being as being the deity. And they work to recognize that or to realize that, and so that their view is a view which is beyond any kind of duality.
Ranga semde don tambe sanjeve chuko yembe sena don tambe sanjeve chuko de tondan je sanje yembe sena ranga semje ne lok dekhe ni bod de tondan je sanjeve ma to sanje yini yini choriya yo mari yini thoya yo mari ranga ma to sanje je komba dopa de ranga thor de sanje de ranju liyo re tama jangor ma de yini thoya yo mari Sanje Ranga Sombare, Jude. Jikin Kana Kanda, Sanje Yini Nimjo. Send the Zoka Sanje Niso. Jikin Jakam Tamje, the Zona, and Sanje Yin Yuma. Jikin Jakam Tamje, the Namjo, Rocket and Sanje Zona, and Sanje Yin. Sanje and the Kadi Nigre, Ranga sent the Nilo, Yim, but Yem, but they don't understand Jiri Sombare. Ranga sent the Yin, sent the Nilo Yin. In me, the don't understand you in the center, don't be Yedam younger. Yedam young matter, Yedan serving the turn and Yigamare. Don't be Yedan Yigamare. Yin a cruise of Yedam Yigre. Don't be Yedam Yigamare. And the Yedam the car, Ranga sent the Nello Yin, Yemite, don't be Yedam. Ye Yedam Blanji, Yedam Devi, Yedam Chipper Sick over. The door hack over.
Jikin
Khan and Kanga Sanji in Nimjo. Send the Zopa Sanji. They Tadin Hira Levila Yoga Sanji. Jikin Khan and Kanga Yam. Jikin Khan Kanga Yam Sanji Yama. Sanji in Nim. Jikin Khan and Kanga Yam Sanji in Nimjo. Send the Zopa Sanji. Second was only.
Jikin Khan Khan
Khan Khan Duyam
Khan Khan Duyam
Sanji Yin Yim
The point is that the ultimate Buddha, the ultimate Dharmakaya, is the mind's true nature. In other words, it's the Tathagata Gaba, or the Buddha nature. And this is not obtained from elsewhere, except for removing the obscurations. There's nothing else to find. There's nowhere else to go. So he recited a verse from the wisdom chapter.
Tajin Hirab Nibula.
Tajin.
Hirab Nibula Yavani.
Yeah, so he says he's quoting a verse that is quoted in the Dual Ornament of Liberation in the Wisdom chapter, that you can search wherever, you can search everywhere in throughout the countries of the world, but you won't find the Buddha in any other place. You find the complete and perfect Buddha in the mind itself. So he said that the complete and perfect Buddha here is the one's own awareness and emptiness inseparable, which is the absolute reality, which is in fact what the deity or the idam is, and it won't be found outside. We won't find it outside ourselves. If we do find it outside ourselves, it's not the ultimate Buddha. It's the apparent Buddha. It's the Samvritti Buddha. Or deity.
Ni kidam la yang selo tun mani wa do na ni dam orang ni.
Not anywhere, but you do manage to find the yidam. He says something's gone wrong there.
Anna Sanjay ji khangani Sanjay sambandham je Sanjay ji kosok java de karu de sanate kosok ju kare. Kunzu Jukate Sanjay Mane Mare, Dorji Jabare, Dorje Chorpa Le, Kanye Nala, Zobson Tong, Kanye Kaza, Kanye Kanala Zobson Tong. Not a Sandy man. Kanye Nala Jarhiba, Kanye Nala Jarhiba. Local land of Yubate, the local land of Yubate. Jevo Teta Nam, don't so much. Then do it. Kanye Nala Zobson Tong. Kanye Nala Jarhiba, local land of Yubate, Jevo Teta Nam, don't so much. Kaza Kanye Kanala Zobson Tong, Zoe in Barkema. Kaza Kanye Kanala Dry in Barkema. Teda local land of Huber. Sinja local land, Norval land of Huber. Trunanga land of Huber. Tordeva. Inang Tubar. Jevo Teda Namaton, Jevo Teda Kanan Tongomare. D. Na, na don't understand Jin Tongomare. Tendanja Sanjin Tongomare. Kunzo Jesanjela, Sanje Serutuki, Sanje Zok and Dariki, Natene, Matomare. They Dorji Juba.
Dorji
Juba. Dorji Juba said, Colo Barber Dorji. Dorji Juba.
Juba is not the Juba Poly Juba.
Dorji Juba.
What Juba?
Dorji Juba. Nina Dorji Juba said.
So Rinpoche said, if you're wondering, well then, what are these Buddhas that appear in the Pure Lands with their form? And he said, well, these are the apparent Buddhas, the Samvritti Buddhas, not the absolute or the ultimate or true nature of the Buddha. And then he quoted from a sutra from the second Dharmachakra, which in Tibetan is the Dorji Chöpa, which is the Vajra cutter or cutting. I'm not quite sure what the Sanskrit of it is. Vajra Chöpa.
Thank you.
So then it's a quote. It's like it's the Buddha himself speaking, and he says, "Whoever sees me." With a form, or sees me with form, or whoever sees me as an enemy, or whoever sees me as someone who has
sound.
Oh, no, no, so.
Very drama.
Sound. It's good job he was listening. So whoever knows me as a sound, or whoever. So such a being has taken a wrong turning. They've misunderstood. They've got involved in dualistic thinking, and such a being or such beings don't actually see me.
Then they see me, but they la don't have a la negre, don't have a la negre. Nay, see you. Because the nation that we hear about a model, then it's same genelo, they don't have a maya, diare, don't have a maya, reso. Really, turn them the lad and turn them in my. This and the same genelo, gomna, don't have a lag, gombare, don't have a ma, not there, turn them the lad and marry. Trupa me peron yin la.
Trupa me.
Pedang ma mada ma mbo da ya do ma tham che te de tru pa me pa rang yin de do je te pa lo la la ja tha ma mbo la ja tha ma mbo ye re ka nga sen je ne lo de chi ni pa sen je ne lo de ma mada ma mbo da ya ye re ma tham che sen je ne lo de don tam la da don da ba nga ka nga re so tru pa me pa rang yin la ta da ma na nya da ne
He now gives us a quote from the tantras, from the Dakpanipawa.
Oh, Dakpanipawa, Jyutan, Hebeja.
From the Hevadra, the second purity, is it?
Second, Dakpanipawa.
Oh, I see, second.
Second volume, right.
So, the quote is, in the true nature which is without any conceptual elaboration or contrivance, the deity and the mantra are perfectly present. And then he explained that in the minds, in the true nature of the mind, the true nature of the mind is beyond any, or is free from any conceptual contrivance or creation or and so this is in itself the absolute deity and the absolute mantra, and this the deities in the tantras in Vajrayana, there are many different forms of the deity and many sort of thousands of different mantras that we could use. But in fact, they're all the Samvriti, or the apparent deity in mantra, and the absolute or true deity and mantra is always the same true nature of the mind beyond any conceptual contrivance. So that the reason why there are these many forms and these many mantras is to help us when we can't realize the non-contrived true nature of the mind. So if we could actually recognize the non-contrived true nature of the mind, this would actually be the true deity and the true mantra, and that would be all we needed.
Yin the Nanja Javasa Malare, Pain David Jason Lekapian, Yande Yin in Drobdomi, Korva Yin the Pandomi, Ransen Sanjay Solota Joson, Rangasin Tondam Sanjay Solota Japan. Ruan, in German, Nanja.
So, da gibt es dann aus dem ein weiteres Zitat, das das unterstützt, und zwar von dem großen Meister aller Yogis, Milarepa, der in dem im Schnee, ich sag mal in dem in Helambur oder in Jolmo in Nepal, in dem von Schneebergen umrahmten Helambur, und dort ein der während er in seiner der Höhle in der Tigerhöhle Löwenburg verweilte, von einigen seiner einigen dort anwesenden damals Studenten gefragt wurde und hat eine Belehrung gegeben über die drei Kernpunkte von Sichtweise, Meditation, Verhalten und Frucht. Und in dieser der Erklärung der Frucht, in den drei Kernpunkten der Frucht, sagt Milarepa, wenn es gilt, die drei Kernpunkte der Frucht zu erklären, dann ist Nirvana oder das, was jenseits des Leidens liegt, Überwindung des Leidens, Nirvana, ist nicht von woanders her zu importieren. Und was Samsara ist oder dieser Kreislauf des Elends, ist nicht als nach woanders hin zu entsorgen.
I suggested that since Rinpoche said it very quickly and Christoph translated it, and my translation from German isn't very good, that he knows how to do the English, but Rinpoche didn't think so. So I'll do my best. Rinpoche is quoting from a verse from Milarepa, the great yogi, which you've all heard of, I'm sure, saying that it's a song which I gather he gave from the Tiger Cave in Helenville.
Lion Fortress.
No, the Lion Fortress in Helenville. And that the verse was about Nirvana. It's the song of the three important points concerning the fruit. And it's a... about Nirvana is not obtained from elsewhere, and samsara is not got rid of elsewhere. Have you got the words there? Good to be fine, is it?
Yes.
Last line. One's own mind. Sanjay. Oh, okay. So that we have to have conviction that our own mind is the Buddha. And then Rinpoche explained that this is the case because the qualities of Nirvana are shundrup. That is, that they're not conditioned. They're not something that's compounded or created. They're spontaneously present, and so therefore. They're not created, they're non-created, and therefore they can't be got. You can't obtain them or create them. And samsara, the faults with samsara, when you look carefully and analyze them, then you find that in essence they don't exist. So there's nothing there to get rid of. And so that... he's saying that Milarepa is saying that he's become completely convinced that the Mahamudra is actually his own mind, and that is the Buddha.
Somebody hat dann noch den Kommentar angefügt und hat gesagt, dass
So Rinpoche is emphasizing that it's very important for us Kagyupas to take note of these words of Milarepa, that our own mind is the Mahamudra, or is the Buddha, that our own mind, the true nature of our mind, the clarity and emptiness inseparable, is the Buddha, and we should, and Milarepa is saying he has no doubt about this, that he's completely convinced of this, and so we as his followers should have this this same conviction, because if we don't have this conviction, then we're not going to be able to realize Milarepa's view.
So, wie gesagt, wenn Milarepa sagt, er hat sich entschlossen oder ist zu der Entscheidung gekommen, dass das eigene Bewusstsein gut ist.
Sanje Sero to Yobarehim, Sanje Sadu to Barehim, the Hempate Junis on the Lamala Sovatapare. Sovatap the Ransen, Sanje Moki, but the Nesovatapare. The Pata lets a game Mambo Yerova, Sumado, Lamadian Buddha and the Georgia Vayan of the Lord.
So then Rinpoche is quoting a line from a verse in the prayer called Calling the Lama from Afar, by Jamgong Kongtro and Lodro Thai. And this verse is again has this reference to realizing, not recognizing, the fault of not recognizing that one's own, the nature of one's own mind is the Buddha, and that so one has the from not doing this, one is beset with the fault of seeking it elsewhere, seeking it outside, or seeking to attain something new or different.
Satin Zokin and Jana, so drunk and non kid and number the zoo, then the same genealo was such a such and robber and provided. They toss a Satin Zokin and Jana. And this is the same genealo Saton Yemir, Yenri Yemir, same genealo Saton Yemir, Yenri Yemir, Sale, so drunk and non kid and number over there, so drunk and non kid and number from over young Saton Yemir.
Going back to the first of the three reasons for saying that we all have all sentient beings have the Buddha nature, which was that because the perfect Buddha Kaya radiates, he said, well, if we put give it a Mahamudra or a Dzogchen kind of interpretation, you can think that the Buddha Kaya radiating is the six Vijñanas, the six consciousnesses, six sense consciousnesses, all radiate from this clarity and emptiness inseparable, this true nature of the mind, or the Buddha nature, and or this awareness and emptiness inseparable, or whatever you want to call it. And if we can see that, if we can recognize the essence of the six senses to be the clarity and emptiness inseparable, then they will liberate themselves. And also, if we can apply this also to the concepts and thoughts and so on, and emotions and so on, the numtok, then they also will liberate themselves. So he said this is putting a very, he emphasized again, this is putting a very Mahamudra or Dzogchen kind of interpretation on that line, but... So Rinpoche said about the second reason for saying that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature is that there is no duality in the tathata. And he explained this by saying that the tathata is the is emptiness, and the emptiness of beings and the emptiness of Buddhas is exactly the same. There's no distinction of one being better and one being worse or anything like that. That in fact there is no distinction, and therefore you can say that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature.
15. Kang sa chik en mön jebo so so jebo in diese sanje in der la kang de chin chik.
Mama te mara. Te mara. Sanje ta sin chin chi ba.
Tene
Te tong. Te mara rang so so jebo in ba sanje ba ka so yang je ba yo ma ne. Sim chin da sanje ji chin ni la yin je ba. Ang ge chi ba no.
Chik te ngön so so jebo in der sanje top
ta ne. Te ka so yang je ba yo ma.
Ngumayang, the Java Mepata or Yasakira, then a Kangala Chapel.
Then same thing down, Sanjin, you know, taking Tony the Javayama. Tanjin Yimbo in the regular possessive. Regular year and number nine, you read this off, and then it touching your head, touching to Dona Yere. Just a young Keran, so he dona, grows on a Keranica, the regular year, I hear the young. There is.
So the third reason for saying that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature is because there are these gotras, these families or lineages of types. I think in this context you can almost say types, but the point is that all sentient beings belong to these five families, and therefore all sentient beings have the nature of Buddha. The point of this being that all beings fall into one of these five families, and all these five families ultimately can realize Buddhahood, so therefore all beings must belong to the Buddha family, so therefore we can say all beings have the Buddha nature. And Rinpoche said, well, this is all explained in the first chapter of the Dual Ornament of Liberation, and that Christoph and I should form a German group and an English group for those people who haven't studied the first chapter of the Dual Ornament of Liberation and want to have this explained to them. We haven't got time in the lesson.
So, then comes the third
thing to add, the one who sees the truth of being. as it is, by seeing the truth, is liberated. These are the words for the meditator.
Hier gibt es nichts.
Yandar Dharma Nambhara.